Australian Greens have come forward this week with a push to decriminalise cannabis. Now in the Northern Territory, a Labor government backbencher is taking that idea one step further, lobbying his colleagues to decriminalise the possession and personal use of illicit drugs altogether. He says his plan is based on success overseas and could help bring numbers down in the Territory's overflowing prison system. Jacqueline Breen reports.
Aboriginal legal aid lawyer Marty Ost is standing outside the Darwin local court. Inside, he says he sees people come before the court charged with possessing small amounts of drugs.
Somebody comes in and hassles them for sleeping in a doorway. They get patted down, taken to the police station. They might have 2 grams of cannabis on them. Rather than get an infringement notice, if they've got a prior for a drug conviction, they end up coming into court, facing 28 days mandatory imprisonment.
As president of the NT Criminal Lawyers Association, Marty Ost backs the proposal to take personal possession of illicit drugs off the statute books.
It's somewhat controversial, of course, because people will immediately think that it's in some way soft on crime.
The idea isn't government policy, but it is coming from a government member.
It'll provide a better outcome for people who have simply possession and use. There's no other criminal activity. There's really no reason why those people should end up with a criminal record.
Labor Assistant Minister Jeff Collins, himself a former lawyer, is championing a public health approach to drug use and addiction. On a study trip to Portugal, he saw how decriminalisation can work in practice. There, the personal possession and use of drugs were decriminalised in 2001.
In the late 90s, they, like everywhere else, were suffering from an influx of heroin in their communities, and there were people dying in the streets. They decided to take this harm minimisation approach.
In Portugal, people picked up by police for using drugs are sent to a panel of health and legal workers instead of into court and jail.
If you're just a user, they'll give you some education, talk about the choices that you've made. If you're deemed to be an addict, they will refer you to treatment.
Research shows that since 2001, young people in Portugal are using fewer drugs, and the spread of drug-related infectious disease has dropped. Jeff Collins says there are also flow-on effects in the justice system.
The statistics from Portugal is that they have half as many people in their prisons who have been incarcerated for the sorts of crimes that are associated with drug use and drug abuse, house breaks and those sorts of things.
At this stage in the Territory, though, it's all just an idea. The subject is going to a parliamentary committee that isn't planning on reporting back until August next year. In the meantime, Criminal Lawyers Association President Marty Ost is watching and waiting for more action on the Territory's incarceration crisis from a government that came to power promising to be smart instead of tough on crime.
The only way to truly get tough on crime is not to lock people up on mandatory sentences. It's not to chest beat. It's to prevent crime. And if you're going to prevent crime, decriminalisation of certain drug offences is really just a drop in the ocean of what needs to be a much broader justice reinvestment commitment.
Darwin lawyer Marty Ost ending Jacqueline Breen's report.